I'm joined by Alec Everinas. Good morning, Alec. Talking morning. About identity this morning.
Yeah, I thought it would be a great idea just to, especially now with people heading into Christmas and they've got a little bit more time for some introspection and reflection, just to think about who they are and to really understand who they are in Christ. And then when, from an identity point of view, to realize that, you know, that you can make a change, and you've got a brighter future, and the Lord came to give us hope, and we're supposed to exercise our faith through our hope in a better future.
Alec, identity is essential. It all starts with identity, and we need to know who we are in Christ. We need to know how, by knowing who we are in Christ, we are able to be the citizens of the kingdom on this earth that we are meant to be.
Yeah.
How does it all start? Where does it start?
I think a good place to see where you're at is, are you living from a place of joy and peace and love? And is that what overflows naturally out of your heart? And if that is so, then you're in a good space. And, you know, following on from that is that we're instructed to love and nurture our bodies, and that it's an act of spiritual worship, and we need to do it as Christ loves the church. So if we understand that, then we can have a look and say, okay, where am I? And most people's identities is sort of formed by, through their life story and their life struggle. And often that's affected by, you know, illness and injuries and loss. So personal suffering, etc. And we need to realize that we have got a new identity and a hope in a better future. So that's the message we're trying to get across, is to have a look at where you are and do a self-assessment with regards to your health and wellness. And are you where you want to be? And if you aren't, then know that you are in control, and that you can, through taking action, effect those changes that you need to have a better outcome.
Alec, I think it comes back to the fruit of the Spirit and knowing who you are, and by revealing the love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, yeah, kindness, and then from there reflecting and seeing, are you portraying that in your identity? And by looking at also your habits, good habits, bad habits,
yeah,
because that also comes out of identity.
Absolutely. So, you know, if we look at that, what we're saying is that your present choices have a huge impact on your future reality, and your bad habits today are going to affect your future. And if you're in a good space today, it's because of good habits that you've got in place, that you're doing consistently on an ongoing basis, that set you up for a healthy life. So, yeah, it's important to realize that. There's something I wanted to point out here. So the bigger the gap is between your present reality and your future desire, the more stress you're going to experience in life. If you prioritize the present, in other words, instant gratification, then you're basically setting yourself up to making bad decisions, as opposed to having a future focus. If you are focused, if your hope and your expectation is in a better future, then you are less likely to make bad decisions today, because you realize that they're going to have an impact on your future. And I think that's an important realization that you need to come to.
You mentioned stress being where you want to be and where you are at, and just that gap can be very stressful in one's life. Plan of action to close that gap.
Yeah, I think the point there is that if you don't have a plan of action and if you don't put it into action, then it's just going to stay a dream. You're going to procrastinate and put it off. So you have to make that decision and take those daily choices. So we tend to underestimate what we can achieve in a year, and we overestimate what we can achieve in a week. So you're in this for the long haul. You didn't get out of shape and into a bad place overnight, and you're certainly not going to get back into shape and into a good place overnight. So it's going to take hard work and effort that to get there. And the trick with your plan, once you've got it, is to break it down into the smallest possible steps that you can consistently follow through on. And by doing that, you will get the results that you want. So, yeah, and I think another point we really want to make is you're not in this alone. There's plenty of people out there that are ready, willing, and able to help you. All you've got to do is reach out and ask for that help and assistance. You can, whether that's now spiritual nutrition or exercise, you know, training, there are plenty of professionals out there wanting to help you to see that better future become a reality.
Alec, that is such a great message, to know that you can look where you are at the moment, understand where you want to be in the future, and know that you can make changes by making sure that you're on the right path, that is going in the direction that you want to go. Delay that gratification.
Yeah.
From instant gratification to delayed gratification, not wanting to get the results right now. Rather wait, work a little bit harder and get the results that you want in time.
Yes, and I know this, the period that we're going into now, the festive season, the temptation is always there to overindulge. But there's nothing wrong with backing that up if you have. Don't shoot yourself down. Don't be negative about it. Just realize that, you know, maybe it's a good opportunity for a day's fasting afterwards. So, you're in control. You get to make the choices, and you have to live with the consequences of your decisions. So, I think the message is to own up and be responsible, and know that you get to direct the change. Your body is continually changing and growing and aging, and those changes, you get to direct them through what you eat, what you drink, your sleeping habits, your exercise habits, and the point is to try and instill habits. Have a look at what are the most significant things that you can do that will impact your health and wellness, and then you can start working on getting rid of the bad habits, replacing them with good habits, and then stick with it. Be determined. And the more passionate you are about your purpose in life, the easier it is to actually make changes and to stick with those changes. So I really encourage you to understand who you are in Christ, and what it is that are those deep desires that he's placed in your heart to fulfill, and go for it. And have the courage to live out those convictions. And as soon as you have that passionate desire, it will become so much easier for you to actually achieve your goals and objectives.
Alec, thank you so much for your time this morning on The Morning Drive. If you caught the end of discussion that we've had this morning, you can go onto Facebook's page. Also, there's a live recording and you can catch up on today's discussion. Thank you so much, Alec.
It's a pleasure. Thanks to the listeners.